This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. We're not hearing much about the oversight of agriculture's exemption from the Climate Commitment Act's carbon tax on the mainstream media, but those in the business are well aware that they're paying that tax anyway. Bree Elsie, Government Affairs Director at the Washington Farm Bureau, says the exemption is written into the law.
The statute specifically says that Ecology shall adopt rules to implement the provisions of the program. And you touched on something, too, that I think is equally important, is why isn't the mainstream media picking this up?
Since the tax went into effect in January, Elsie says, the DOE has admitted no wrongdoing.
So Ecology is pointing the finger at the fuel suppliers and the governor's office, who could be holding Ecology accountable at this time, is bought into their narrative as well and has not advised them that they need to resolve this problem.
In the meantime, Elsie says this is costing agriculture millions.
And then the legislature has no political will to engage in the conversation. And I can kind of understand why, because even if they were to bring forth legislation, the governor's office has made it abundantly clear that they would veto that bill.
Tune in tomorrow as we look at the next step in getting this fuel tax exemption enforced.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.